Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Marcela Corpeno de Opinion Research, una firma de opinión pública nacional. Estamos hablando con personas de Texas el día de hoy y quisiéramos hacerle unas cuantas preguntas de manera confidencial. Con fines de control de calidad, ¿esta llamada podría ser monitoreada o grabada?
Se va a tardar porque ya no tengo pila, se me va a cortar el teléfono.
Solo son unos pocos minutos.
No sé si lo voy a aguantar. Tengo como 2% nada más.
Entiendo. ¿Desea continuar la survey en español o en inglés?
En inglés.
Okay. Full of the personal telephone calls that you receive, did you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone?
Cell phone.
All of them in a cell phone? Okay, thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
I'm sorry?
In what year were you born?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. And to which of the following age groups do you belong? Between 18 and 24, 25 and 34, 35 and 44, 45 and 54, 55 and
44.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific? Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
Thank you. Thinking about things nationally. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Republic.
Okay. And would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate or just probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I'm sorry?
And would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate or just
definitely.
Probably vote?
Okay. Definitely.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first, whether you've heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on the next one, okay? The first
okay,
one is...
Got to kind of rush because it's kind of, my phone's going to die.
Of course. The first one is Vicente González.
Strongly approved.
So your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
Yes, favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Mara Flores.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one is Donald Trump.
That's a good question. I'm kind of in the middle on him.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? National security and foreign affairs, crime and public safety, abortion, climate change, border security, fentanyl and drug addiction, jobs and the economy, taxes, education, health care.
How many do I get to
pick? Up to two.
Okay. National security and border security.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead of the November to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
3. 3?
Okay. If the elections for President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Next, if the elections for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican? Okay, and would you definitely vote for Vicente Gonzalez or just probably vote for Vicente?
Definitely.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you feel more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. The first one says, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaigns and campaign contributions for some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, the same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in records profits.
I didn't understand it, so I'm not going to answer that. But my phone's dying, so if you want to call me back in about an hour, we can continue.
Sure, of course, I can call you back.
Okay.